We're in 2 Corinthians, and I was thinking about how I want y'all to hear and understand what's going on, what God has revealed to me this week. And it's from a pastor's heart. There are all kinds of attributes, and there are all kinds of adversities described, and there are all kinds of wonderful realities and promises that are in this passage. When you read it, I'm going to be honest with you, it's a little bit difficult. It's like a vehicle going up a hill that keeps shifting gears back and forth. And so that's the reason you have such a long, crazy title today. If you look up there, you look at faithfulness. This is going to be spoken of on the part of Paul, and it's going to also be spoken of on part of the people. The fickleness. He was accused of this, and the people are going to be found to be pretty fickle, that some of them are actually going to be led away by some people that shouldn't be there. You're going to hear about his fatherliness. And he, when you are a pastor, that's how you feel about your people. You want the best for them. You care about them. You pray over them. And he just exemplifies this. Falseness. I wondered if that was a word. It didn't spell check me, so I'm guessing that's a word. But there was this untruth coming in. There's this fondness that they both had for each other, but the enemy has come in and he's upsetting that truth by pouring water on it and trying to dilute them in Paul's absence. And so he's going to display and has already at this point displayed some firmness. So anytime your title's as long as a dissertation, you know there's a lot going on here. So I hope we can keep that straight. And as I thought about this and his fatherliness, he's faithful to them, he's a father to them, he's fond of them, and he has this firmness. These are attributes of a good pastor. And I thought about, I always had to tell you about Mr. Beasley. And he's number one, he's just so adorable, he's so cute. And he's a really good friend for Linda and me. And we can be riding down the road, and especially if Miss Linda's in there, and you're on Memorial, and a car pulls up beside you, and he will go like this, and his lip quivers because they're near his mama. He don't know him, and y'all know he won't hardly bite a biscuit. He loves everybody, but for some reason he does that. And if the UPS guy comes, you can tell. He gets to fussing and talking. And when somebody goes through the churchyard, see, he's thinking about, this is my domain. This is my job. This is what I do.